Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm giving you three interviews with different officials with the Waco School District about the donation they just received for a new athletic training and fitness center. News Director Sally Hart spoke with Waco Superintendent Jeff Dix.
A new project is going to be with the Waco schools, and you're the superintendent both at Waco and Washington. Can you explain what this project is?
The Mark and Marianne Kaufman Foundation have reached out. So Mark is an alumni, and they totally understand about giving back. And he's had a lot of his success with one of his companies. And so he had a vision of providing a fitness center that could be utilized by the school and the community. So they've given a gift to our Waco Community Foundation that will then make this a reality.
And is there any kind of timeline with this?
Things will really start to happen now, but they've been working with an architect. So I know there's a design and it's massive. It's 9,500 square feet. It'll have athletic training in it. It'll have fitness area and then also a weight room, locker rooms. And again, one of his focuses is athletic training. So there'll be a separate area just for treating injuries, things like that. And it'll be located by our football complex in a blank area there, but still accessible from the school.
And what kind of impact does this have on a smaller school district like Waco?
It'll just provide an environment that is really hard to provide with the resources we have and just the opportunities that it provides all of our kids and our community. They'll have access to be a member, I believe, is kind of the vision. There's a lot of details to be worked out, but now that the gift has been given and we've accepted that from the foundation, I think you'll start to see and hear more about this project.
I spoke with Waco School Board President Tim Graber about the new project.
What impact do you think this will have on the Waco School District and the community involved as well with it being open for community memberships?
Wellness is very important to both community and anybody of all ages, so I think we'll have something to offer for all ages, whether it be the fitness center for basic stuff, what's in fitness centers, where you be your treadmills or your bikes. There's really nothing in Wayland. Washington would be our closest. You know, in the Waco district, there's really no fitness center. Have maybe a really small one in the bottom of the basement of the nursing home that some people use, but really nothing, like I said, nothing in the Waco district for the community to use. So, and then our current weight room for the student athletes of Waco, basically in a storage closet, I would call it. It's really small and kind of some outdated equipment. And, you know, to be honest, that's kind of what got this process started, is just looking for a new weight room. And it kind of turned into a fitness center and locker room and then a training facility too, which we really don't have at Waco, you know, to take care of athletes and get them proper rehab and training facilities during the season or during games.
I spoke with Waco Athletic Director Chad Edeker about the new center.
The new center, once that gets built, how will that be a benefit for both the sports teams and for the physical education program there at Waco?
Well, I mean, I think it'll be you know, much, much better for workout standpoints in terms of coaches being able to work with kids. I mean, like I said, right now we put kids out in the halls and, you know, we're bouncing back and forth between the hall and in the room just trying to get things in. This, everything will be in front of us. I mean, obviously it's going to be a beautiful facility in which the kids are going to want to come to. And, you know, with high school kids, that's sometimes half the battle, getting kids to the weight room. And once they start seeing the growth they get, then they stay. But getting there the first time is part of the battle. So, you know, this facility will be great for that.
How do you think this might improve turnout for student athletics with Waco?
Well, you know, hopefully as they see the facilities get better, that more kids will be interested. We have some pretty good facilities now, except for our weight room. I mean, our weight room is the one thing that we don't have a great facility of. You know, our track and our football field and our gymnasium and everything is really nice. And, you know, I'm very pleased with what we have so far, but this is the, you know, the one piece that we don't have. And now having this piece, so hopefully it'll draw more kids to the activities.
I've seen the blueprints. I know they've already been designed for this new building. I wonder, were you involved at all with the process of deciding what they wanted to include as far as amenities and how they wanted this building to be designed?
Yeah, Tim got together a group of about five or six of us to, you know, look at the things that we wanted, you know, community members that were going to look to use the fitness center part of it, and you know, me as the AD and football coach too, how the weight room would be good, best to be set up. And you know, we've added a couple things here and there. I mean, it's a little bit bigger than we originally talked about, but I think we're going to have some good facilities. It's going to have not only some weight room capabilities, but also some places to work on track and agility and stuff in terms of some open space. Not huge open spaces, but enough open space to be able to work on more than just weight training. So I think it's going to be a great facility.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Waco Superintendent Jeff Dix, School Board President Tim Graber, and Athletic Director Chad Edeker about a donation they just received for a new athletic and training fitness center that is expected to be completed August of 2018. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.